Well, if you'll open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about some of the characteristics of Spirit-led servants. And, you know, one of the main desire in discipleship is that we would be Spirit-led servants, that we would be doing what we're doing out of the heart and with an understanding of what the Lord is really looking for from us and a desire to honor Him by living that kind of a life. And in last week, we talked about a Spirit-led servant is thankful. It comes from verse 8 in chapter 1 of Romans. And we talked about Psalm 150, how Psalm 150 tells us that we should be praising God. We should be showing our thankfulness to God continually in all things that we do and in all ways that we possibly can. Today we're going to talk about verse 9. So we're moving rapidly through Romans chapter 1. But in verse 9 of Romans, he says, another aspect, another characteristic of a servant, of a Spirit-led servant, is he says, "I serve God, I serve in my spirit, for God whom I serve in my spirit," is the way he puts it. John 4:24 tells us that God is spirit, and those who worship God are to worship him in spirit and in truth. If we consider Paul and who Paul is, he highlights the word spirit in verse 9. In Philippians 3:5, Paul tells us he's a Hebrew of Hebrews. Okay, well, why do I bring that point up? Well, because Paul is raised in Judaism. So why is he all of a sudden now, or not, I shouldn't say all of a sudden, but why is he now focusing on a spirit-led service? Well, because if you look at Judaism, as many religions are, most religions are, it's very mechanical. It's a very works-based religion. Lots of rules. It's a formal, rote religion. Serving in that type of religion tends to be very obligatory. You do what you do because you're told to do it. And so Paul, if you look at Paul, there's no heart, there's no spirit behind the religion that he's grown up in. Paul himself is very passionate, and he's very committed to what he's doing. He's very zealous. He's very faithful. You know, he mentions being faithful, being one of the reasons why God brought him into service in 1 Timothy chapter 1. So he's all these wonderful attributes, but the problem behind it is there's no heart of Christ behind what he's doing. So the result, Acts 26:9 tells us that I thought I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. So in that kind of environment, while he has all these positive attributes, he goes down a path where he's killing Christians, and he's thinking he's doing it for God. Message is that we can convince ourselves that we're serving God when in fact we are not. We can be doing things that our own best thinking says, this is what I should be doing. And it's not serving God, it's serving man. It's serving my wants, my desires. And Paul is highlighting here, he knows the difference between serving in the flesh, the desire to serve self or serve man, and serving in the spirit and by the spirit that is in us. So that's what he's really saying here. He says, my motivation to serve Jesus comes from deep within me. That's that spirit that he's talking about. It's coming from deep within him. There's not an external pressure. There's not an external influence that's not based on other people's expectations. It's not based on the fact that I'm getting paid to do it. He's doing it because there's a deep compelling in him. And where's that compelling coming from? It's coming from the overwhelming gratitude for God and how he rescued me. You know, and that's something Paul never, ever forgot. And that's something that we should never, ever forget. And so he goes on and he says, I serve for God, whom I serve in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel of his son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you. Mm-hmm. If you look at the word serve here, it's latruo. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to share that with you here in just a second. The word means to serve can also mean to worship. So Philippians 3, and you don't need to go there because I'm just going to be there for a second. But Philippians 3:3 says, for we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Okay, so you hear the difference between flesh and spirit. But he says, who worship in the spirit. That word worship, latreo, comes from the same root word as is used in Romans chapter 1 in verse 9. Now, if we go to Romans, and again, you don't need to go there because I'm just going to be there for a second. Verse 12, or chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Now, if you go to Blue Letter Bible and look up that phrase, service of worship, it's covered by one word, latreo. Same root word. Why? Why am I bringing this up? The point is, the best way that we can worship God, the most pleasing way we can worship God, is by serving Him. And not serving Him from a position of rote, but serving Him from the heart, from the compelling that's deep inside of us. If you're serving God and you're tired, if you're grumpy, if you're thinking of other things I'd rather be doing, it's a good indicator that you're not serving in the Spirit, right? Because in serving in the Spirit, and not that serving in the Spirit is always, you always have energy, but if you want to get in the Spirit, you ask the Lord, Lord, this is important to me. You know, I want to be pleasing to you. I want to walk in a manner that's pleasing to you. And He will enliven your spirit to do it. But if we just focus on doing what we do out of love for God, out of appreciation, like Paul never forgot the salvation that God brought to him and through Jesus Christ. And that's why he calls himself a bondservant. He says, I can do no other. So the Spirit-led servant is going to be thankful all the time, always, in everything. And the Spirit-led servant is going to serve out of the Spirit, that deep compulsion to do it, and not out of a sense of obligation. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for your care for us. We thank you for your word that just clarifies everything for us, Lord, that you just love us, and you want us to know that, and you want us to have a relationship with you that reflects that love that you have for us and that we have for you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.